Well, breaking news here at NPR. The senior vice president of news, Michael Oreskes, said today he is resigning following sexual harassment allegations. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, these allegations were made public in the Washington Post just yesterday. Then you reported on a current NPR employee who had filed a complaint against Oreskes 2 years ago. NPR put Oreskes on leave yesterday, and now we have the news that he's resigning.
That's right. And let's offer for the first time some additional insight and details into what played out. The two accusations that were first revealed in the Washington Post involved two women who were seeking job opportunities and advancement at the New York Times, where Oreskes was the Washington bureau chief, very powerful figure nearly two decades ago. They talked about being forcibly pressed by him, kissed by him, unsolicited, undesired, and that he put his tongue in their mouths in each separate instance, very similar tracking anecdotes. We had thought that NPR had first learned about these two things in mid-October. Let's do a timeline. NPR first received – Mike Oreskes joined NPR in spring of 2015. In fall of 2015, a young colleague of ours, Rebecca Hersher, complained of a dinner that was supposed to be an afternoon meeting that became a long and winding personal conversation that made her feel deeply uncomfortable and question herself. She complained he was warned and told that same month that he had behaved inappropriately. He was formally reprimanded, and that's what we knew. Well, it turns out a year ago that NPR found out from one of the women now alleging that she was essentially sexually harassed when he was at the New York Times, that they knew about this in October of 2016 and that Mike was talked to, but that no additional action was taken, it appears, because that involvement had – or interaction had occurred prior to his time at NPR and prior to his formal rebuke in 2015. Then a second woman came forward in 2016 alleging these accusations of what happened at the New York Times back nearly two decades ago. And at that point, Jarl Mohn, our CEO, put out a memo to staff saying anybody who knows anything or who has been in any way sexually harassed should come forward, placing it not unreasonably in the context of all that has played out, you know, in these other media organizations at Fox News, Harvey Weinstein at Miramax, and many other media figures, but actually with the purpose of trying to flush out and see if there were other women willing to come forward to say that they had felt personally harassed. I am told by NPR that no women did so. And then working behind the scenes, they claimed that this was not forced by the Post's publication of the story, but by their own processes that they finally led to putting Mike Oreskes on leave yesterday. Of course, a lot of people now are saying, well, it seems as though they only did so because of the publication that these facts were made public.
Have we gotten any reaction from NPR leadership about his resignation today?
Jarl Mohn put out a statement to staff saying that, you know, it's important for them to understand that NPR has had to preserve certain kinds of confidentiality, even while they say actively pursuing facts and actively pursuing remedies for these actions. He also stressed the importance of an inclusive workplace, of an affirming workplace, a place where people can do work without consideration of how they felt their boss was thinking about them, in this case how a very senior male executive was thinking about female colleagues. And let me say that in talking to women, both in reporting on Rebecca Hersher's experience, which I first started doing about 18 months ago, and more recently in recent days, that women have said that they felt that Mike's Oreskes' presence in some ways infused the newsroom with a toxic, and that there was a poisoning to the newsroom because they didn't trust themselves in his presence alone, and that even if in some ways some of these aspersions being cast were unfair, it very much affected their thinking about his leadership, and that it compromised him. At this point, most women I talk to within NPR don't think that these aspersions were unfair at all. They think there was a pattern, and they now question why NPR didn't act more precipitously and earlier.
He came in, as you said, just a couple of years ago to NPR, and I was looking back at your story about him at the time, and he was characterized by people who had worked with him at the AP and at the Times as a sharp and tough executive. Do we know who will take over the NPR newsroom now?
Well, Chris Turpin, a very experienced broadcast veteran, a guy who led All Things Considered with distinction at the network and has been Oreskes' number two. Right. He will be the acting news chief for the network, and he served in that role prior to Oreskes' selection and involvement here from the AP in 2015.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, who's been doing great reporting on a difficult story to cover over the last day or so. David, thank you so much.
You bet.